Water managers and fire forecasters throughout the West are already sounding the alarm about low snowpack in the southern Rocky Mountains. But there's another factor that could make things even worse: dust. As Luke Runyon from member station KUNC in Greeley, Colorado reports, scientists have recorded a dramatic rise in the amount of dust being deposited on snow, and it's causing a lot of problems for the water supply and more.
Jeff Derry is digging a snow pit high up in the San Juan Mountains in southwestern Colorado. Derry is director of the Center for Snow and Avalanche Studies.
See a little bit of an ice crust there.
If you dig deep enough, you see the entire winter's story. But today, we're just looking for dust.
You know, you go out, you look for it, you dig, you look around, you see what you see.
And then we see it. Barely. Think of it like the rings of a tree. About 7 inches down is a beige-colored band of dust.
Is that what you're seeing?
Yep.
That's what I'm seeing.
So why is this important? Well, eventually, this snow will melt and empty into the Colorado River watershed, which provides water for some 40 million people in the Southwest. And this tiny little strip of dust has the potential to completely upend how we manage water. Here's how it works. When there's no dust on the snow, it's brilliantly white. It reflects the sun and melts off slow and steady, like a drip from a faucet. This is what water managers love. It's predictable. But when you add in dust, the snow gets darker, and it absorbs more sunlight, meaning those drips, the runoff, speeds up. Snowpack melts from the top down, so if we run into another dust layer buried further down, the more this goes on, the more erratic the runoff becomes, making it that much harder to capture or manage. Not only does this stress out water managers, it can also upset mountain ecosystems, confuse wildlife, and potentially lengthen the wildfire season. Most of the dust comes from the desert Southwest, from oil and gas drilling, cattle grazing, recreation, and residential development.
It's kind of a slow crisis. It's a slow disaster.
Rich Reynolds is an emeritus researcher with the U.S. Geological Survey in Denver. In the last 50 years, as the Sun Belt boomed, so did dust storms.
We have developed the arid Southwest to the point where we have faced crises and we will continue to face crises.
And it turns out that dust is a bigger threat to snowpack than a warming climate. University of Utah hydrologist Mackenzie Skiles recently co-authored a study on this.
What we found is that it was actually dust that controlled snowmelt timing and magnitude and sort of how fast snow ran out of the mountains. As opposed to temperature, we didn't see any relationship with temperature at all.
Back in the San Juan Mountains, dust detective Jeff Derry says this area is ground zero for the dust problem.
We're located at the headwaters of four major watersheds, and our mountain systems are undergoing change on a fundamental level.
And because the mountain range is a key part of an already overtaxed Colorado River system, he says everyone in the seven states that depend on the river should be concerned. For NPR News, I'm Luke Runyon in Silverton, Colorado.